Ben, have you ever seen one of those women where, you know, your bottom lip just got... You know, like, even if you're with your wife, you can't keep a damn. Look at this bad motherfucker here. You know, I saw one at the airport. She looks so good. You know, it's the kind of woman you just like to take her panties home and make some soup. So you can walk around all day going, bam. You know what I'm talking about? I've been looking. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I'm gonna talk about getting old because this is important for all the men in the room. I don't know. I'm not gonna speak for women. I'm gonna speak for men because Lord knows we need a voice now. Because we ain't got shit to say to nobody no more. The women are running all this goddamn shit. Oh, fuck you. Shut the fuck up. It wasn't good enough for you. Now you got two paychecks. Got the man's and yours. You know why? Because you got the pussy. Man, come on, honey. Here's my money. Can I have $20 to go drinking? Please. Men are so goddamn weak, they make me sick with that shit. I gotta have some pussy, what am I gonna do? But I'm gonna speak for men, because the little subtle things that we go through as we get older, I think they're fun. One way to tell you getting old if you're a man is you can't spit as far as you used to. See, men spit, that's what we do from the cradle to the grave. That's what we do. You never see women spit. No, not ladies anyway. Them barfly bitches sometimes. You see them come out of a club drunk. Where are we going, honey? Get your ass in the car and shut up. But real ladies never spit. All you ever hear is... But men spit because we ain't swallowing nothing even look like that stuff. And when you're young, you got so much power, you just... You can chuck a wad of snot across the street. You can, but then when you get older, you lose all your power. You try to spit, when you get old, you go, ah, fuck. That's why you always see an old man with a handkerchief. You know that spit ain't gonna get no further than his bottom lip. Another thing you notice when you get older, things just start hurting, you know? I mean, you get pain from nowhere. You could be standing somewhere and just mind your own damn business. And just shit hurts. Ouch! I ain't standing over there no more. Shit just hurt, huh? You learn to be quiet when you get older, too. See, young men don't know what be quiet means. You tell a young man to be quiet, he want to fight you. Yeah, they always young, dumb, full of cum, don't know shit from shampoo. That's why their hair stinks. Tell a young man to be quiet. Oh, who you telling him to be quiet? Kick your ass. Tell an old man to be quiet. Just watch what he does. Just back up. Oh, okay. And I didn't have shit to say anyway. Because old men ain't fighting no more. We can still fight. We just can't take a punch. Serious. We could win a fight, but like hurt for 6 years after that. Man, you really kicked his ass. Well, I know, but now I can't move this arm. I got a pee and I'm right-handed. I never touch my dick with my left hand. So old men just, let me give you young men a good idea when it might be best to keep your mouth shut. You know, there are times when it's just not, you know, in your best interest to open that trap. Say one day you get on an elevator there's a man standing there in his underwear. He's got an axe in one hand and a great big booger hanging out his nose. This is a good time to try being quiet. Don't try none of that macho stuff with this man, cause he's got other shit on his mind. Now, when I say booger, I noticed a lot of people in the room got quiet. You know, you could actually see people's heads snap back. People are afraid of boogers, huh? They are scared to death of booger. You ain't never turned on the news and click a 40-pound booger kills 12. A booger has hurt nobody that I've ever heard of, but everybody in the room scared of boogers, ain't you? I bet you could rob a bank with a booger. You don't need a gun. Just walk in and say, all right, everybody up against the wall. Get your monkey ass back over. People in the bank are backing up. What the fuck are you doing? Hey! Jesus, that's nasty. What do you want? The police come and say, hey, wait a minute. How did he get all the money? Man, he had a booger on his feet. Trying to put it on my jacket. That ain't my money. Another way to tell you get old, this is a good one, because this is going to be reality for some of you guys. One day after years of marriage, you're going to be walking around the house naked. Your wife is going to look at you and say, oh, for God's sake. Put your clothes on. All that hanging down there, you're scaring the fish. Look at the fish. You know everything in that tank is magnified. But the best way to tell you getting old is one day you'll be sitting on the toilet and your nuts are hanging in the water. I'm gonna tell you guys right now, a sadness will come over you. It's like a wave of, Because life as you know it has come to a screeching fucking halt. The water's cold. Feel like you're making tea. Trying to think if I forgot anything. I don't think so. I think I said everything I wanted to say.